With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Those who were there speak in stunned disbelief at the assassination of conservative champion Charlie Kirk. He was fatally shot yesterday during a debate outdoors at Utah Valley University. The fatal shot thought to have been fired from a distant rooftop. President Trump mourns the loss of the Turning Point USA CEO and Salem radio talk host, calling him a martyr for truth and freedom.
Charlie was a patriot who devoted his life to the cause of open debate and the country that he loved so much, the United States of America.
House Speaker Mike Johnson suggests it's time to quit the hate-filled political rhetoric, including the nonstop name-calling, labeling opponents Hitler and fascists.
I'm just going to state the obvious here. This is detestable, what's happened. Political violence has become all too common in American society, and this is not who we are.
The assassin remains at large. Two people questioned earlier have since been released from custody. Charlie Kirk was 31 years old. He leaves behind a wife and two young children. It is an annual tradition. It's going strong all these years later, remembering the almost 3,000 people killed in the 9/11 terror attacks. Happened 24 years ago today, and today will bring memorial services in New York at the World Trade Center site, just outside Washington at the Pentagon, and in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. That's where the heroes of Flight 93 brought down the plane instead of allowing it to reach the terrorist hijackers' intended destination. The Jefferson County, Colorado sheriff calls it a tragic day. Two students wounded in a shooting at Evergreen High School in the Denver suburb. Police say the student gunman then shot himself and later died. No change in interest rates. In Europe, the European Central Bank holding rates right where they are. This is SRN News. Young people don't care about marriage or kids.
A new poll from NBC and SurveyMonkey asks Generation Z, teens and 20-somethings, what it means to be successful. The number one item is a good job. Number two is enough money to do what you want. And number three is similar, financial independence. Amongst young men, being married and having kids is in the 7th and 8th places on their success list. On the women's list, they are 10th and 11th. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration's attempt to subpoena medical records of children who receive sex change operations or puberty-blocking drugs at various medical facilities. The Justice Department says the information is needed to investigate possible fraud or unlawful off-label promotion of drugs. Attorney General Bondi says the DOJ has sent more than 20 subpoenas to doctors and clinics that provide so-called gender care for patients under the age of 18. This is SRN News. Federal prosecutors in the nation's capital will no longer bring felony charges against people for possessing rifles or shotguns in the District of Columbia, according to a new policy adopted by the leader of the nation's largest U.S. Attorney's Office.
That office will continue to pursue charges when someone is accused of using a shotgun or rifle in a violent crime or has a criminal record that makes it illegal to have a firearm. Local authorities in Washington can prosecute people for illegally possessing unregistered rifles and shotguns. U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro said in a statement that the change is based on guidance from the Justice Department and the Office of Solicitor General and conforms with two Supreme Court decisions on gun rights. The new policy also covers large-capacity magazines but does not apply to handguns. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
On Wall Street, ahead of the opening bell, stock futures in positive territory. The NASDAQ futures up 59. More details, SRNNews.com.